Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Okay, yeah, I'm recording my end now. The podcast kit that I got, you'll love it.
Is it the Rode microphones with two separate microphones into one receiver?
Yeah. Chap, it is some good kit.
Champ, you know we've had those. We've had one of them for about 2 years.
Have we?
Yeah, when we were recording the documentary stuff on the road, remember? We've got one receiver each.
Has it got the thing where it's showing you whether you're peaking or not? I can see if my levels on this other little device. So if I'm peaking, I know to move it further away.
How big is this screen? Are we talking like half a postage stamp size almost?
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got that, Chief. We've got that, Buster.
Oh, I haven't been paying any attention.
No shit. Hang on. Oh. Wrong one.
Have you got a no shit button now?
No, not yet. I might could get one though, couldn't I? A bit of fun.
We had some great feedback on the Don Biswas episode. People loved it, really loved it.
That's good. Well, everyone loves Don, don't they?
Yeah, everyone loves Don. And also, Don is such a good joke writer.
Yeah.
Like, he writes proper jokes. So it's really good stuff to chat about, I think.
We've technically started this now. So should we just go straight into it and you just do the... we'll just start.
Do you want me to do an intro now?
Yeah, here we go.
Hello and welcome to Jokes with Mark Simmons, the podcast where I chat to another comedian about jokes he can't get to work. As always, I am joined in the studio by the one and only Danny Ward.
So up at 8 o'clock there this morning, champ. Yeah, up yesterday, Plymouth to Nottingham, the drive there. Gig, 30-minute closing set in the evening. Up this morning, drive down to London. Yeah. I've only been back at home for 8 minutes. But someone...
And you're here with us.
Because someone's got to go out gallivanting tonight. That's what I'm hearing.
there's a social gathering tonight. It's the end of the Melbourne Comedy Festival. It's the last few days. And then it just seems to be everyone's throwing their own little parties. So tonight is the Best of British party, which is the show I did last year. And then tomorrow is the big blowout party at the artist bar. Okay. Which I guess most people will be there. So that's, but I've had three shows today, so I'm a bit knackered.
And then you said you're going out at midnight. What do you think this is? Spain? Yeah. I think you could be going off the rails without my guiding, light. I think you might be going off the rails.
Oh, but yeah, I'm not going off the rails, Daddy. I'm not going off the rails. I haven't started drinking again. I've been a good boy. I am tempted not to go out tonight. Because as soon as I sit down, I'm done.
Oh, yeah, of course.
But I might do it. It is the last weekend.
Yeah.
I know. How are your shows?
Well, always excellent, obviously.
What show was it in Nottingham?
I had a shit one, Mark. What was that in Nottingham? It was in a place called Chilwell, in an old bus depot called The Garage.
Oh.
Ever played it?
Oh, yeah.
Really, really good.
Oh, I have played it.
Oh, you have? Yeah, okay.
I have played it. Yeah. It's nice.
Yeah, it was good gig. Nice. Good fun.
The thing is, yeah, I did it twice because you know what they say about...
Yeah, you fucker. You bastard. You nearly had me then. Yeah. And Barry Dodds was on.
Do we need to finish that joke or not?
Well, you finish it, Mark.
Well, you never play it, and then two come across. Two bus, come along at once.
Yeah, you never play in a bus garage, and two bus garages come along at once.
Two bus garages. What about Barry Dodds?
He was on
the
award-winning.
Oh, amazing! Oh,
he was emceeing. Yeah. He is a good. He's a good turn. I've been working with some really excellent MCs recently. Can I tell you another great MC who I was working with as well recently? Stevie Gray,
what a nice bloke.
Yeah, excellent. And do you know,
he's a nice guy, and it comes across when he's on stage, doesn't
it? Yeah. And we were doing Ashby de la Zouche for Spiky Mike. Or Spike Michael, as someone called him the other day. I thought it was a bit of fun. And
Ashby de la Zouche, fun fact about Ashby de la Zouche, yeah. I famously, 2 years ago, I arm wrestled a female audience member during the gig. Have I ever told you about that?
You have, yeah. I don't know if you told the audience.
I don't know. Yeah, but someone said their hobby was arm wrestling, and I went, prove it. And I didn't actually think it was going to happen, and then it just turned into chaos. Someone sort of swept all the drinks off of a table, and we sort of got down, and she had big biceps. Really strong woman.
Did you? Who won?
It was quite intimidating. I very nearly didn't win. But yeah, it was a bit of a legend in those parts. So anyway, Stevie Gray, he was emceeing.
Parts. Ashby de la Zouche. He was great. Well, because it's that perfect thing. It's upbeat, yeah. It's some good crowd work, yeah. Then it is a little bit of material so that they don't think it's all about them. Then it's politely giving out the rules all within 10 minutes. I mean, it's fucking textbook.
Oh, that's brilliant. Book him. Promoters, book him.
I've got another couple of I've got a few things lined up here, Mark. I'd also like
a couple of thank yous. You haven't won an award, Danny.
How do you know? You've been a long way so long. Things have changed around here now, Mark. I tell you, things have changed. Yeah, I'm doing calisthenics.
Who else do you want to thank?
I'd also like to thank the chap who sent me. I told you before, but then we didn't put the video out. Not just the video. We didn't put the whole thing out, and I thanked them then, but it didn't go out. Lucas Jolson, who is a listener of the podcast. He does stand-up comedy too. And he sent me 3 wrestling figures because he heard that I'd given him my Ultimate Warrior. Yeah, so he gave me 3 of his wrestling figures. Isn't that kind? Posted them over, wouldn't accept any P&P.
How did that happen? He saw you in person and gave them to you?
No, he posted them.
Or sent them to you?
Sent them to my house.
Really?
Someone listens to the podcast. That's and then sends you something. I think it's important that you say thanks. Really
100%.
Kind. And also, like I said, it was also...
And what other wrestler... You're missing a Yokozuna as well, aren't you, if anyone's got one?
I've actually got Yokozuna, Mark, but I am after Papa Shango or Razor Ramon.
Danny's address is Stratford.
Just put Danny Ward Stratford. I'm that well known, it'll make it here. More likely than the bloody Amazon stuff. I've been away for a week and like I've meant to have had 3 deliveries and not one of them is through the front door. So God knows where they are. But it was also, he sent them. He got contact with me.
Fun fact. sorry. I know it's hard to like keep the conversation because there's some, I've definitely got a good thing to link to a joke from what you just said. So you finish the sentence and then I'll come back to it. Sorry.
Okay, well, this will set you up nicely for a joke. It was, I was feeling really forlorn on Mother's Day and he contacted me on Mother's Day. And it actually, you know, really, it was very, very great timing. I was in the Weatherspoons.
Did he do that on purpose? Did he know that? Or did it just happen to be that?
Maybe it was just a coincidence.
So nice.
Yeah, really good.
What a lovely bloke.
So anyway, what's your joke?
Well, no.
Better not be a mum joke.
No.
I wouldn't put it past you now you've gone off the rails.
It's Amazon linked because just interesting here. So my Amazon joke that got was number, get the clang ready.
Oh yeah.
My Amazon joke Amazon joke that was number two joke of the fringe at the Edinburgh Comedy Festival.
Clang! Yep.
My Amazon joke, which is, did you know if you get pregnant in the Amazon, it's next day delivery? So that joke, fun fact, it does work here in Australia, but it doesn't hit as well as it does in the UK. And then I asked the audience why, and not many people have Amazon Prime here. For some reason, Amazon Prime is way bigger in the UK. Because I think
I know why.
Since the pandemic, everyone pretty much jumped on the Amazon, didn't they, I think?
Is it not?
What's your reason?
My reason is Australia is so fucking big. Is it surely there's loads of places that they can't guarantee next day delivery or something? You know what I mean? If you're in the Bungle Bungles, for example, I mean, yeah. They're not going to like to be a distribution house, you know, with everything in the entire planet that's available. I still don't really understand how they get things to you. Yeah, that's got to be it, surely. That'd be sort of similar,
you know,
Mark, as to why. That would be similar as to why Australian acts, you know, traditionally love to come over to England, because it's much easier to get around it. And they don't think, you know, so if you base yourself in Birmingham.
If you're doing a gig in another town in Australia, that's, you have to get an aeroplane.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say. If you're based in Birmingham, for example, you're pretty much, you know, no more than 5 hours from pretty much anywhere in the country. And for them, that's like, you know, I tell you what, Blue, that's nothing. You can drive that long. You don't even leave a state over in Australia, mate.
Wow, it's a good accent. Have you been working on that?
No, that was just it was going quite well, so I just sort of went with it. Champ,
you know
I'm also,
what I discovered.
What's that?
No, don't worry. It's not important. What are you
going to
say?
No, go on.
No, it's not important.
why are you going to?
It's not. I was going to say something, and it's just, I know it's not very interesting. So you what were you going to say?
Can I play the listeners the voicemail note you left me the other day?
I can't, what did I say?
Go on, it's a bit of fun.
All right.
Here we go, ready?
All right,
here it comes. I'll tell you what, I'll play a little, I'll put a little thing in before it.
I've got a spider crisis, Danny. Went for a nap at 3 o'clock and I did that thing where my duvet and everything was all screwed up, so I did that thing where I sort of just flinged it up, and then this massive spider just went up in the air, landed on my bed and just went off over the other side, and then couldn't fucking find it. Can't find it. I don't know what to do, Danny. I went to the shop and I got some peppermint oil, because they don't like that, apparently. A little bit scared to go to bed tonight.
Mark, spider crisis. Could you hear that, Mark?
No, I couldn't hear anything.
Oh, you couldn't hear that. Okay, right. Well, that's where you said hello halfway through it.
Oh, you can hear me. Yeah.
This is slicker than a stoked stick, isn't it, this?
Oh, that is so funny.
You said you had a spider crisis and you had to get some peppermint oil.
Yeah.
Did it work?
Yeah. Yes. I can't remember what I said in the thing, but it has worked. I haven't seen it since. Did I tell you what actually happened, like how I found it in the message?
Well, let me just tell you, this is what the message was. Oh, help, help, there's a spider, help, help, help!
yeah, that sounds about right.
About a duvet, it was in your duvet.
Yeah, I did. So I had an Australian comedian on the podcast, which is a big episode that will go out down in the future, called Daniel Connell. Really funny guy, really nice guy. Came up to my apartment, and when we did the podcast, I was just sort of telling him the story about the spider, and he's so Australian, he just went, "Do you want me to have a look?" And I was like, that's gonna make me feel very emasculated, and I was like, "Yes, please." And he just got up and he was just like, "Yeah, don't worry about this, mate. My dad, if he gets a huntsman, he'll just grab it and chuck it out the window." And then he went in and he lifted my bed up. He looked all under the bed. My curtains have got like, there's double layers, so a spider could technically go all the way up. So he got it out and he was shaking it. And mate, I'm not gay, but if I was, he could have taken me there and then.
There's a note there, listeners. Just rescue Mark from an invisible spider, and he's yours.
Invisible?
But so, did he find anything?
No, he found lots of screwed up bits of tissue with peppermint oil all over it.
Oh, yeah. Is there peppermint oil on a screwed up tissue under your bed, it?
Hey, I had a panic because the cleaners came in, because they do the rooms every few days, and I had to go through and explain everything on the off chance they found some tissues under the bed. So I couldn't have them spreading. I'm here for a month, Danny. I couldn't have them start spreading rumours about me wanking. So that's been I haven't seen it since, though. And you know what? It's making me braver, I think. I'm not I'm quite impressed that I've been able to, you know, I wasn't scared at all. I've slept in there ever since.
I assume that the physiological reason behind that is that you can't be in a state of like high tension for too long. Your body simply can't maintain it. So at some point, you're either going to just have to get used to the spider or like have a heart attack, and you know you've gone the right way.
And people were saying that even though they're quite scary and big looking, that if you're making noise and stuff, they don't want anything to do with you anyway. So
they're more scared of you than you are them. Classic. That's what they say.
Mm. So
I've got another couple of bits about shows I was going to tell you about.
Sure.
The first one is I was doing a gig the other day for Paul Cox, Epic Comedy, and yep. You know the Ward, he doesn't take the mic out of the stand, and sometimes
rarely,
and sometimes the mic stand just for odd reasons, maybe 3 or 4 inches not tall enough, you know. So yeah. As I went, I don't know why they think they'll err on the side of caution. Make it not tall enough for, you know, a 6'3" person. But I did that thing where I went to adjust the mic stand by pulling it up. And of course, I pulled the top part of the mic stand out of the bottom part of the mic stand. Yeah.
So you turned into Freddie Mercury.
So I gave it the old Freddie Mercury. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, it turns out I'm in good company with that because James Redmond.
You're the opposite of a small boy. If you were just a small boy from a small family, you wouldn't have needed to pull the mic stand up.
Jimmy Redburn told me that actually same thing happened too. Here we go. 1 second. You can have a. Do you want to have a? Is it?
Stephen Merchant.
Yes, I thought it was a drum roll, but it's it's Stephen Merchant. Same thing happened to Stephen Merchant.
I thought you were going to clang Stephen Merchant. Oh, hang on. That's not us.
It's not us clanging, is it?
No.
Same thing to James at James's new material night, and he did the same thing. Don't know if he got a laugh or not. But anyway, the point is that the sound man, right, he sort of comes in, not on his hands and knees. How would you describe it? Walking, but almost like he's doing a squat and then walking in a... like in a squat position.
Trying to be inconspicuous. Yeah, he's attempting to be, making him more conspicuous.
And bearing in mind, I hadn't actually said anything yet, apart from, I'm Freddie Mercury, right? And he's there.
Oh, and also, just before, it's the worst start, because you haven't, we've said this before on the podcast, you have to establish you're funny before anything weird happens. Otherwise, the audience is like, who's this Joker?
He doesn't even know how to use a microphone.
The opposite of a Joker.
Yeah. Anyway, so he's trying to get the stick, you know, the top part of the microphone stand into the hole, right? Ooh ah! But it just won't go back in, right? It won't go back in. So he realizes he's going to have to take it off stage to try and repair it, and in a sort of an attempt to be, inconspicuous. Well, he basically sort of stood up with it and then fell backwards in front of the just completely just fell right onto his back. Completely fell over. This is all within the first minute before I'd even started, and he was lying on the floor of the on the stage, just on his back.
So either he's a, like, that's an accident, or he's gone like, right,
I'm gonna fucking,
the comedian looks like an idiot at the moment, so I need to look more of an idiot than the comedian to save the gig.
I see what you mean. So he's actually doing it as an attempt to help.
Maybe give you something to joke about. Yeah. So how did the gig go after that?
It was fine. It was one of those things where in some gigs, I don't know, it would have been just like, it would have been maybe more, people would have laughed harder at it. I thought it was funny because it was just this attempt to be
the
radar.
If that had have happened, I think if you'd have established, say you'd done a whole first half of a gig.
Yes.
And then that happened in the second half.
Yes.
That probably would have been a completely different reaction.
Yeah.
Because everyone would trust you and they know you're funny.
Yeah.
And then... that's a funny thing to happen to a funny person.
Yeah.
Rather than, but some of them have probably never been to this comedy night before and like, what the hell's going on?
Yeah.
I had this recently as well, Danny, but it didn't pull out. It just wouldn't go high enough. It was the showcase for my agent's like comedy showcase. So I've had lots of industry people there.
Got an agent, have you?
But now this is going to make me sound like a bit of a dick, actually. But I was just, I've got a load of new jokes that I know are good jokes, but they're not in any order yet. And a lot of the industry people that go to that have seen me before do my stuff. They probably would have seen stuff from my tour and all that. So I wanted to do new stuff, but I was doing it from a notebook. So I'd planned all this and have a pen, and then I can tick and cross as I go. And then when I got there, the mic wouldn't go high enough. So I've got, my hands are both full. And if I take the mic stand out, I can't. So I had to, it was really annoying, but I couldn't. It was either, so I sort of made a joke of, I sort of stooped right down, and then I sort of did the splits as far as I could go just to get my head down to the thing, which worked to start with, but I couldn't do the whole gig like that. And then I took it out the stand and then just read, it just didn't have quite the same effect. But what that teaches you is always do a sound check.
Fucking get a microphone stand that, you know, can facilitate someone 6'3" or 6'4". It's not like Andre the Giant needs to use it.
He has gone.
Yeah. Back. Hello.
I dare say Danny's gone to you as well at the same time.
Why is he trying to contact me on video?
Ring.
Mark, you're calling me on video, Chief.
Video. Oh, it's video. Oh, that's better. Why haven't we done that before?
I don't know if it. Well, it's not on the. Hang on. Go speak again.
Is it not on your face?
Oh, that has worked. Okay, that has worked. Well, I don't know. Don't know if I do need to look at you. Do I suppose I could do?
Yeah, it's nice to see you.
But that, now we've got the same problem. I don't know where to hold the. Don't know where to put this. Anyway,
yeah.
My point was, why don't they just make a mic stand that covers all bases? That's it, really. If you make mic stands and you're listening, do have a think. You know, there's a minimum and a maximum, and you know, yeah. Let's be inclusive.
Did he say what Stephen Merchant did?
It was I think he was a different gig and a different mic stand, so I think it went back in.
Okay, because he's got loads of gear about being tall, so I'm guessing that's quite a nice. That's kind of a good in, isn't it, to talk about being tall if you want a natural in to a bit.
I did that new. Should I tell you a piece? This is actually quite a good joke chat, actually. If you want to hit, I did Mark's. I did James's new material night. A week or so ago.
Oh, yeah.
And with
at the Stag
with Adam at the Stag, yeah. Adam Bloom, Michelle Shaughnessy, and Jimmy Jacobs, Joe Jacobs.
Lovely. Oh, what a good lineup.
Adam gave me a really good line. You know, when I talk about the milkman, and then I say, you know, the youngsters are just looking at me going, what the fuck's a milkman?
Yeah.
And then I go,
I'm glad you're doing new material at this gig.
I was doing a mix, Mark. I'll tell you for why. I wanted to see if the new material was as shit as it seemingly was, because the lack of laughs. So I thought I'd do an old stuff and just sort of judge it by that. You know what I mean? Just see if it's the audience or the gear. Might be the gear. Anyway, I said milk person, because you know I go milkman. Yeah, I go, oh, no, milk person. Don't want anyone triggered. Yeah. Then I go, oh, yeah. Oat milk. Don't want anyone triggered. But he said milk person. Don't want anyone triggered. Oat milk person. Don't want anyone triggered. So you just add the. See, so you go, so you don't say, oh, oat milk. Don't want anyone triggered. You go, oat milk person. Don't want anyone triggered.
Yeah, but to be honest, mate, when I heard about Adam interfering with your jokes, I thought, how dare he?
I went to, after that, I was so stressed, I went to a health spa, yeah? And they said to me, would you like a milk bath? Yeah? I said, oh yeah, that sounds nice. They said, would you like the milk pasteurised? I said, no thanks, just up to my neck will be fine.
Whose joke's that?
I don't know. It's an oldie, isn't it? It's an oldie.
It's a good joke.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction and free shipping. And that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Shall I tell you about the other thing?
What were you going to tell us about?
Right. I was going to tell you about this. As you know, being from Plymouth, when it comes to fish and chips, I've got a rule that I'll only have fish and chips in view of the sea, right? And there's one particular fish and chip place in Plymouth called Rockfish. And there's about four of them around the southwest, and they're like the sort of, you know, the high-end fish and chip shops. And these fish and chip shops, they have fresh fish every day, and they've got a menu on the table, big piece of paper, a bit like at Wagamama's. And when you get and sit down, you can't just order. They have to tell you what fresh fish they've got that day. And it's this sort of pantomime where they go, right, well, today we've got plaice, and that's a beautiful fillet. And that can be either, you know, fried or grilled, and that's served with a tartar sauce. And then we've got the skate in today, and that's pan fried. That's a beautiful fish, and that's a fillet, and we serve that a la planta. And we've also got today we've got the hake, and that's a beautiful fish with some flaky texture, and that comes with a roulade. And then da 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 da, and then you just go, cod and chips, please. Right. Yeah, I had that written out because I didn't have time to learn it. I had it all written out on a bit of paper, right? And I read out about five or six different fish types, and then went cod and chips, please. And it was silence.
What?
Yeah, and then I said, oh, I'm glad I didn't bother learning all those, and it got a fucking massive laugh. But I think that's quite funny, though, don't you? Like, all that build up
made me laugh.
And then you just look at them, cod and chips, please. After this,
so this was at the new material gig.
Yeah.
And what at what point of the gig was it?
This is like, my closing piece.
Had they already established?
But I was opening.
So they hadn't overly gone for the. You definitely can't judge it if it's the last bit. If they hadn't really gone for some of the other new material, it's one of those things that when, do you think they, even though it says it's new material, do you think a lot of the audience don't really understand what that means? So are they kind of expecting?
Yeah, and not, I also,
they're
being
disappointed.
And also I went on with like a little little music stand and had my sheets on in front of me. And I just sometimes think that, and I know you do use a clipboard, but sometimes I think it should just be a little bit too, not distracting as such, but you know
what, I don't think it works as well I think it works really well for one-liners to have some sort of thing, but I think if you're doing pieces, I do think it's probably slightly more distracting, maybe.
I don't know. But it's one of those ones where I was sort of, that was really the whole reason of going to that new bit, and I was really excited about it all day, that bit, right? So to do it and just absolutely,
I really like that. I'm not going to
abandon it.
Did Adam have an opinion on that?
Yeah,
Adam's a really good person.
Well, yeah, Adam said that you should just do it like that, and then the punchline should be at the end where you go, "Oh, I'm glad I didn't bother learning all those."
Yeah. So, and then if a bit, I think the bit will work, but if not, it's an out, isn't it?
But I also think it'll be better if I'm not reading it off paper. I think you see what I mean. It's more sort of much more of a performance if you're.
I also think it's very much in the setup. How do you set that actually up?
Yeah, I probably didn't. I probably could work on that as well.
Because I think the setup really, if you set it up like that, it is a. How do you set it up? How do you get across that, like, it's this high end fish and chip shop, but basically people just want fish and chips, mate? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's what it is, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. And it's, you know, it's a pantomime, you know, and you have to go through it.
Or could you say, you sort of you're in the queue. Do you have to sit down?
Down, it's a table place? Service job.
Because it'd be nice if you were observing. You could say just basically this is what always happens.
Yeah.
In this place. So by saying that, that doesn't give away the joke, because you could just be saying they always give you the menu. But by saying this always happens, that makes it funnier that these poor people have to say all this stuff, and that everyone always goes,
okay,
cod and chips, please.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. And also, okay. So you're saying at the beginning, this is what always happens, and then act it out.
I reckon, yeah.
You know, Sean would be a good guy to speak to about this, because this is his kind of sort of...
Walsh.
Yeah. So, sort of say, so you there signpost it, this is what always happens, and then you do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going to abandon it yet.
Could you get across that there's like five of you or something, four of you, and then literally the same thing happened with every person, or you observed other tables or something. Or, like, if this may not work for you, but if it was me, I'd even consider making myself the waiter in this place, because you can then say, this is what always happened. I did this, and then always, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I see what you mean.
So there's lots of ways.
Yeah, sure.
But I don't think that suits you as much, because I think it's weird if you suddenly say you work in a fish and chip shop.
Or I used to work in a fish and chip. Yeah, sure. No, that's good. I feel like there's so many options. Yeah, there's definitely a place for it.
Hey.
Huh?
Was that on purpose?
Yeah.
Was that on purpose?
Oh God! Come on.
Was that on purpose?
Yeah. No, I heard it the first time, and I went, "Oh God."
Oh, sorry. Sorry. No, I think like fish puns, you can't really do a proper joke with fish puns these days. It's just been done a million times. But I did write something down about, you know, the TV. Oh, for God's sake. Why does that keep
How was the quality
out?
Of your call? Well, it was all right up until that point.
Okay.
Now he's...
I'm calling him back. I wonder why that keeps cutting out. But anyway, I wrote down that, because you know the TV show, A Place in the Sun... And I was thinking, that's quite a slow way of cooking it, or something like that. But I feel like, I don't know, I feel like if you're going to do a place joke, it's got to be quite an obscure joke. It's just been done a million times, so I don't think I'd ever do it. But yeah, there you go.
Do you want one final
We've
story?
Done ages.
Yeah. Do you want one final story, or should I save it for another time?
I think we should probably finish, because then save it. Do you want to save it?
Yeah.
Or do you want to tell it?
No, we can save it for another time. Do it another time.
Because we've done 40 minutes.
We have, yeah. So. And someone wants to get out and about partying. And some of us want to get on our yoga mat and do 25 minutes of calisthenics. Which one's which?
I don't want to. I may still not go out. But I don't know. You only live once, don't you?
Okay, then. Should we take it to the river?
So, Danny, I tell you what, Danny, I'm really looking forward to doing the tour again. We discussed this on here before, because obviously I'm in Australia, so it seems weird to look forward to coming back. But when I do come back, I'm really looking forward to the tour, hanging out again, getting on that damn road. We've got about 50 more dates in before the tour finishes, and they're still adding a few more. So do check out the tour. If you haven't seen the Crip Off the Mark tour, do come along. Loads of dates. Check it out at marksimmons.co.uk. Check Danny out at Danny Ward Comedian. Comedian. Danny Ward Comedian. I quite like Comedian. It's quite nice. Comedian.
He's a comedian. It's like Paul Tacobin, isn't it? Comedian.
For people that have listened to previous episodes.
Yeah, that's a deep cut.
So yeah, come see us on tour. Danny Ward is doing the tour support. Good solid stuff. Safe pair of vans. You probably will get to hear the new milk joke. So I mean that's a sellable point.
Yeah.
I think. People do like that actually. I had a few people come to my show in Melbourne and they said they listened to the podcast, and I've got some big news actually related to this. So they said listen to the podcast, and then they noticed jokes that like I've worked on they've heard me work on it in an episode, and then they see it in person. They quite like that. But you know, for ages I couldn't get my red wine joke my boxed wine joke to work.
Yeah,
I have got it working consistently every time, and I will tell the listeners more about that in a future episode. So do keep listening. I love doing it every time because it's been like 3-4 years with this joke, not being able to get it to work. And it works now and it's consistent. I love it. So that's good news. And that'll be on the next tour as well. So check out the next tour, 2026. Anything more for you, Danny?
2026.
I'll just get talking then. Who do you reckon I should have on my support for that one?
We'll have a think about it. Depends how well my novel for children goes. Right, that's it then, isn't it? Have you asked me yet?
It's going to be you on tour with me, isn't it?
Yeah, don't panic, Chief. I'll be there. Don't you worry.
Thank God.
Don't you worry. We'll be back down. It's no fun in the travel lodges on your own, Mark. Being on that road on your own.
Premier Inn next time, mate. Come on. We've got to think big.
Yee! That's it. Shoot for the stars and you might just hit the pavement, baby. Woo!
Anything more from you, Danny?
Nothing more from me, Mark. Anything more from you, Mark?
Nothing more from me, Danny. And remember, be more Gareth. Hashtag Awooga.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.